Blog Talk Radio.
And every last one of you all for tuning in via online or calling in and she's on radio. Tonight we're going to have a touchy topic tonight, so yeah, we definitely want everybody's opinion on it because it is a very touchy topic. I don't say that like 6 times, but that's okay. Y'all love me anyway, right?
Yeah, we love you, bro.
Alright, that's all I'm talking about now. Now look, I want to introduce you all to my lovely co-host, my twin, Teddy. Tell everybody how you doing. Talk to them.
What's going on, twin? What's going on? She's on radio. Y'all know who this be. This Teddy B calling out of that good old 757. Everybody stand up. What's good?
All right. So, Teddy, how exactly was your day today?
It was lovely. I went to go see my son for a little bit. Him got a pet snake named after himself, Legacy, of course. Right now, I'm just chilling outside, drinking on some moscato. And yourself, how was your day, bro?
Man, my day was actually awesome. I actually got up off my brutal poodle and got to the gym and really enjoyed working out and getting my body in shape. You know, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I got that in, too. I did my walk, and, you know, I added some ankle weights in my little workout. So I'm working it out and trying to get right for cheap ride. You know what I'm saying?
All right, now. You're going to come in there with one titty boy. You're going to come in there looking good, huh?
You know it.
All right. That's all that matters, man. So, you know, today we're going to be talking about... Actually, let's put it like this. Today is HIV Awareness Day. And definitely we want to touch on some topics. Anything dealing with STDs, it can be if you want to talk about sex, if you want to talk about, you know, about the women, whatever it got to do with getting tested, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So it's very important that we share these issues with you all because, hey, we all we got, and it's very important that you wrap it up.
Damn right. One.
Ain't that right, Teddy?
You know it.
Yeah, and they better know it, right?
If they don't, I got a belt in the house now.
Lord, Lord.
I'm going to get the belt.
I'll be getting the belt now. That is rude.
If they don't know how important it is to go get tested, I'm going to get the belt.
So how important is it to get tested, Teddy?
To me, it's very important. Not only for myself personally, but for whoever I'm dealing with. You got to know your status. Because if you don't know your status, you're jeopardizing yourself, your family, your partner, everybody in the world. You got to know your status. That's just important. That should be on your to-do list, know your status, and then do everything else.
All right. So, you know, run down some things that, you know, makes it very important. Like, why is it, we understand that you say it is important, but why, you know, run it down for us. Let us know why exactly it is important for everybody to get out there and take care of their body.
Because you got to value your body. Your body is your temple. You have to value it. It's something precious. You can't take your body for a joke. You don't want to know at the last minute when you're sick, oh, I got HIV or I got an STD or something like that. You don't want to know at the last minute. You want to know right then and there. Because that'll jeopardize yourself, and then your family got to take on that responsibility of taking care of you if you get to the point that you can't take care of yourself.
Right.
And money is an issue, too, because medicine, when it comes to having HIV and AIDS or STD that you can't get, you know, rid of, it costs.
Right.
You can't afford that, the care and the medicine, and you got to take that, remember to take that medicine every day at a certain time every day. If not, you're going to be sick. That's something you don't play around with.
Right.
What's your opinion on it? I mean, how important to you,
bruh,
is it to get tested to know your status?
Okay, well, it's KC. And I think it's very important for a person to love themselves anyway. I felt that your body is a temple. Your body is the most closest thing to you. Without your body, how can you survive? I feel that. You know, like we've been saying in the last couple of shows, sex is awesome. We all love sex. Don't get me wrong, it feel good, raw. I think it's the best feeling in the world to be able to feel the juices on your tongue, on the strap, whatever you want to do. For your man, you like it raw, you don't want to get no plastic, you're allergic to the latex, whatever. But I would rather feel a little bit of it, you know what I'm saying? And still have my health. Like, HIV, I mean, come on, that's, don't get me twisted. I don't knock anybody that has HIV. I still love you. I'm not going to look at you differently. But it's not safe. It's not safe to go out and, you know, be careless about your well-being and your life and your body.
Right.
You know, you going around putting your booty hole on other people's face and stuff like that, and they got bumps and blue waffle all over. You know what I'm saying? That's cute. That's not cute to be giving people stuff that they can't get rid of. That's not right.
No, not.
You know, so I just feel like people should value their body. Matter of fact, but people should tongue tied. It's the Moscato, ladies. I'm sorry. People should value their life.
Right.
Point blank period. You should value your life, you should value yourself, and you should value people around you.
Right.
That's just realness, you know.
Got to.
It's real. You know, you can't go around putting your fishy stuff on people and
hello? Yeah. Uh-oh. Hello? Oh, shit. Bruh. Hello? Bruh.
You know, I'm sorry, ladies, technical difficulties, but, you know, it's just very, 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 very important. Daddy?
I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm here. You can hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. You know, look. Yeah, I don't laugh at my phone now. I don't laugh at my phone. But, yeah, that's definitely So, we're going to go to this caller line. We're going to go to area code 919-806. Tell us exactly how you feel about getting tested. Hello? 919?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
All right, I was going to say, like, I'm serious talking to y'all. Hello? What? Okay. But anyway, I'm going to repeat it. Any disease is bad, whether it's HIV, whether it's the clap. Any disease is bad. I mean, every thing. You guys pretty much said it. Like, you should treasure your body because that's all you have. People see you, so you have to make sure that you're up to par. whether it's with diseases or in parents, like, you should always really take care of yourself. And shoot, I can't even explain it. It's just like it really hurts my heart when I see females out here just having sex with people and they know they have HIV or AIDS and they don't care who gets it because they just out there just fucking themselves. It really hurts me. Like, really? And the same with other diseases that you can get rid of. Like, that's not a joke. Diseases kill nowadays. Like, they done came up with so much new diseases now, it doesn't make any type of sense. And we all, whether you're a female or dude, we all need to take care of our bodies.
Hey, okay.
That's all I have to say. My phone is messing up. I don't know whether it's y'all phone or it's my phone, but...
It's probably both of us.
That's all I got to say. Just take care of your body. Make sure you up to par. There's so much beautiful things out here in this world, and you don't want to be stuck in no hospital bed because you got a disease you can't get rid of, and you just missing, like, everything that's passing by. No,
right.
I refuse. I refuse to be sitting up in somebody's bed having somebody take care of me because I got HIV or I got AIDS. No, not happening. Mm-mm. That's all I got to say. Everybody needs to go get tested. Whether it's not just for HIV, but for all other diseases out here. Everybody needs to go get tested. Everybody needs to take care of themselves. And it's not just diseases either. There's cancer. Like, think about cancer, too. Don't just get out there and test yourself for STDs. Think about cancer and all the rest of that stuff, because that's killing, too.
Amen.
Everybody needs to really take care of everybody. Like, that's all I got to say is take care of your body. Don't be stupid. If it burn when you pee, go to the clinic. If you itching or anything like that, if you stink, something's wrong. Go take care of it. It's not cute. Not cute. Whether you're a female or a dude, it's not cute at all. Just go to, there's really nothing else to say. Just take care of yourself. Don't be stupid. Be aware. And if you don't know what some of these diseases is out here, if you don't know the symptoms or anything like that, go get educated. Look it up. There's Google out here. Look it up. Look at the pictures. Look at what it does to your body. You don't want these diseases. You don't. You don't. Trust me, you don't.
Who are you talking to?
Everybody just needs to get educated. Everybody needs to just take care of themselves. Shoot, have fun. You can have fun, but you need to be smart, too. Why are you out there having fun?
What?
So, that's all I got to say, because I got to put a nose behind kids on the face. Ask the questions.
Oh,
I know y'all hear them.
I hear them. Trust me, I got some in the background, too.
Yes. You going to fix my plate, too? You fanning it like you going to fix my plate. I'm hungry, too. All right, but, yeah. I guess I'm going to keep listening until I get tired because I do got to go to work in the morning. So, yeah, I'm going to keep listening, see what all the rest of these beautiful people in the world got to say about this topic.
All right.
All
right.
All right. Love you guys.
I love you, too.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, if you definitely want to talk to us, 646-716-6977, please press the 1. We are very interested in knowing your input on the seriousness, the importance of getting tested. Doesn't have to be HIV. It can be anything. We want to know what is your opinion on it. You know, yeah, topic there. Yeah, get caught. I about that.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. It's Nat.
Hey.
Huh?
Hey.
What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, old shit. I got tested. I tested my IQ for both.
Okay. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I shouldn't even be joking with y'all with this situation.
But
I took an IQ test today on Facebook. It was, you know, I think it was pretty good.
Did you take the most important test?
Huh?
Where did you go get tested today?
No, I didn't today. I was at work.
Well, you can go tomorrow and go get tested. That's very, very important now.
I will go tomorrow as long as I'm not booked up. You know, sometimes you be taking the test, you be sitting there tapping your fingers like, oh my God. Oh, let me see. Who did I have sex with? So no. But yeah, it's very important to test yourself. You know, every time I got tested everything was fine, you know, so that's a good thing. Lisa wants to say hi to you guys tonight. She's on the line too.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello.
Lisa?
Hello.
Yes. Hello?
I guess she being shy again tonight. I don't know why.
No, I'm not. Hey. I'm not here.
Oh, hey there.
Hi,
how you doing?
I said hi. Nobody heard me.
I heard you.
Did you get tested today?
No, I was at work.
Come on now.
We was
I gotta go get tested, man. I will go get the belt.
Man, did y'all get tested today?
No, I didn't. I got tested in March and my test is negative.
What how you gonna tell me to go get tested today and you didn't get tested today?
Because I got tested back in March. But if I have to, I will go tomorrow to the health department and get tested again. I have no problem.
Yeah, we gonna go tomorrow too.
I have no problem going down there, bouncing in the health department and say I wanna get my test done today.
I might go tomorrow. If I don't go tomorrow, then I'm gonna go on Monday.
As long as I know you gonna get it. If you got to find me on Facebook and let me know, Teddy, I wouldn't get tested. And take a picture and tag me in it, I'll be happy.
Oh, Teddy.
Yeah.
Teddy. Lisa said you look like a teddy bear.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
You are so wrong.
Ain't nothing wrong with saying I look like a teddy bear.
She said you look like a teddy bear. She wants to hug you.
Oh. You got to come to Virginia and hug me.
Can you? We gonna come to she to Pride. She wants to give you a hug through the phone.
Okay, well she can give me a hug through the phone, and if she come to see Pride, she see me, she can give me a hug. I'll give her a hug.
Oh
wow.
You know. I'm sorry. I had to do it. That's just me.
You're not sorry. You're not sorry.
Sorry. You know.
Yeah, I know.
She a little shy, Teddy.
Don't be shy. I'm shy.
What's up, Casey?
I'm right here. Don't tell nobody,
what's
but my
up?
Phone got cut off again. My bad.
We're having a whole conversation.
Yeah, my phone got cut off again. That's why you probably won't hear me, but, yeah.
How did your phone get cut off?
Because it's bootleg.
Yeah, the bootleg.
What you got,
my phone? What you got, dude? Bootleg.
Nah, I got Sprint. You know what I'm saying? But, I think the storm that's going on is doing a lot of off and on.
Whatever. Sprint never works. Anyway, that's all I had to say. If I have to say anything else, y'all will know because I'm sure you're going to cue me in, right?
They're going to
wait. And you know it.
All right. So I'm going to be thinking about getting tested on Monday, and I hope all of you ladies are fine out there, you know.
I don't know, but you know what? When I went to my doctor and I asked her for a test, she's going to say, well, aren't you a lesbian? I said, yeah. She was like, well, she started to laugh, and she said, well, you know, lesbians don't usually, you know, transfer to each other. And I said, look, just test me any damn way.
No, I want to tell look, when next time you go see that doctor, this Teddy, tell that slap that doctor in the face. Just slap it from me.
Right.
So that's a bunch
of
bullcrap.
You know, when you be in there and you be like, you know, all up on the pussy and shit, juices getting all over your mouth.
And
you
and your thing,
you gotta wipe your mouth and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
All of them juices, huh?
Oh,
all of them juices be like, you know, around your, you know, never mind.
Oh,
you
oh my God.
Tonight.
All
shut
over
up.
Your face, nose, and stuff. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
y'all know what I'm talking about. Those
I know what you're talking
eaters
about.
Out there that eat it up. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So you be thinking, like, damn.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know, you can't get it on the strap unless you suck in the, huh?
Those doctors need to be just. Yeah, they need to take her license. Take license away.
Cool license.
The doctor saying that lesbians can't transmit it. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, excuse me.
Anybody can get it.
Yes, they can. I be scared when I get tattoos. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. You know, that's another way.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think I'm gonna be on my best behavior tonight. I'm gonna try. Okay.
Got
him. Who said that? Who
said
you
should be on your best behavior?
Huh?
I didn't know somebody be on your best behavior.
Eddie, thanks for accepting my friend request. Thanks for accepting my friend request.
No problem.
I told you I was gonna find you.
I know you found me saying pants on the ground.
You got it. You got it. You know that shit was funny. But anyway, I'm going to let y'all have y'all serious conversation tonight. And we just going to listen on.
What?
Don't drink the whole bottle now.
Look, I'm already on my second glass.
So,
I don't want y'all to think I'm a lush or nothing like that, but I just decided I was going to have me a little bit of wine tonight. That's all.
Okay, well. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I'm just chilling. It's just me.
All right,
next caller.
I put a lot in here.
Next caller. Bruh. Yeah, next caller. Anyway, I guess you guys want me to stay on the line.
I guess, please do until her phone come back. I guess it is a storm out that way, and the phone is tripping. I can't cue the next caller in at the present moment. So.
Okay, so you have to do it?
Yeah. Okay, all the other ladies that's listening.
Since I got you on the line, you know, I'm going to make a love connection with y'all two.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Teddy, you clean, she clean, you know, so what's up?
Where's my brother? Lord, where she at? I need to pour me another glass, Jesus, come mercy. Come on, Lord, let her come
where,
back in.
Why are you being shy? You got a girl?
No, I am currently talking to someone, but I do.
Oh,
like,
girl, that ain't nothing. Shit, you know, y'all just talking.
Yeah, but I'm the type that once I'm talking to somebody, I'm talking to that person, but I can have friends, and I will have friends. I can't say that.
Okay, Lisa's going to request you as a friend.
Okay.
And then y'all going to take it from there, okay? I'm just saying, I don't know why she being shy.
I don't know, but I'm trying to figure out where the hell is my brother.
I'm right here, man. I got the cover, man. I got.
Hey, Casey.
Like, I was mute for a minute. I said, this sounds interesting right here.
I know, right?
Casey.
I was like, where's my brother?
Why, hold on, Teddy. Why, Casey, why is she tripping?
I think, because, I don't know. I mean, I'm tripping. I think she got an eye set on somebody. Yeah, I think that's what, yeah, you know.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. You know, I just be joking around a lot, but, you know, it is what it is. But I've been trying to get you to go to the next caller, but since you didn't go to the next caller, I had to keep it going. I was trying to make a love connection.
I'm glad y'all kept it going for me.
Oh,
it's cool. I want to hear some other people's stories tonight.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
So when y'all call in, y'all make sure y'all give us a good story.
You're right.
Next caller.
Well, we'll be right back to you, all right?
All right.
All right. So my question is, ladies, Teddy, how do you feel about bedroom activities with bedroom fruit? What is your feeling on that? Tonight we're gonna do a grown session thing since I guess we all over the age of 21. So let's get it popping on here tonight. So Teddy, what is some of your favorite fruit that you like to go into the bedroom with?
Strawberries, of course. I mean, you can feed them some grapes, some cherries, whatever fruit they like. I basically have, but I prefer strawberries.
I mean, what do you do with the strawberries, though? Like, you know, you want to know. What do you do with the strawberries?
Let's just say I put them everywhere, and I mean everywhere, and I eat them slowly. Oh, take my time with it, too. Now, what you like bedroom food-wise, bro?
I mean, to be real with you, my favorite thing, I got the ambience to say my favorite thing to do in the bedroom and then come down and pool. I love honey. I love honey. I love my, it's something about mango, something about, I'm not really too big on strawberries because everybody uses strawberries. I feel like I just want to get, I like it plain. You hear me? I like it all. I'm just a bona fide F-R-E-A-T. That's just what
it
do.
Well, yeah. But see, this is what I'm saying is, like, with the fruits and stuff, whoever I'm with, whatever my lady wants, that's what I do. I use the fruits, I use the whipped cream, the honey, the chocolate syrup, even caramel if you want me to, shit. Make a whole big old banana split if you won't let me.
You hear that? So what is one thing that you would not let a woman do to you in the bedroom, Teddy?
Let's see. I'll do just about anything but the booty hole thing. Nothing goes in. Only stuff comes out. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
All right, so, ladies, what we want to do, I'm going to go to area code 860-99. Oh, I want you to tell us right now, what is your favorite fruit to go into the bedroom with, and what is something that you would not let another woman do to you in the bedroom? Talk to us.
Hey, Teddy, what's up, KC? How you doing?
How you
doing? Oh, no, buddy.
I'm doing good. I'm doing all right. Look, I know about the fruit salad thing.
I know that's right.
See, what you got to do is you got to bring a bunch of fruit into the room, preferably grapes, because grapes pop out with ease.
Oh.
Okay, you make yourself a little fruit salad. Make sure your fruit is washed off nice. You lube it up real nice, put it up in the hole, and have her push out a piece at a time.
Oh, I need to go right down.
If her Kegel muscles are intact, see, she's got to have good Kegel muscles. She's got to be able to hold it in and then plop it out one at a time. And if a woman could do that, that's a bad woman.
Oh, right now.
And believe when I tell you, fruit salad is the bomb.
I wouldn't even know how to act, honestly, if that happened.
And then you bring it back to the 80s. See, you got to bring it back to the 80s and do the refrigerator scene from the movie 9 1/2 weeks, where you use everything and anything that's in the refrigerator. And you lay it on the kitchen floor or on the kitchen table, and you just smear a bunch of different foods off, and you just eat it off real slow.
Oh.
real slow. Slap her in the thigh with a piece of bologna.
Bologna. Oh, you just get the whole kitchen in the daggone bedroom.
Look, you have to use the entire refrigerator. Leftovers and all. Trying to tell you. I'm talking serious, though. And the only thing that I will not allow a woman to do is strap me from the back or from the front.
No, you can't do that. You do everything else.
No strap.
No,
that's right. Y'all
no strap.
Ain't over here.
I'm the strapinator.
No, that's right.
I'm the one who got the swivel in the hip.
Uh-oh.
That's me. Hey, no, no, you can't put that on. No, 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 no.
No, 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 what, Teddy, what? No, 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 what?
No, 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 I don't want that, no. I'm going to do you, but no, no, no.
Hello. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not getting it. I'm pitching. I'm not catching.
No,
yeah.
That stops here.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. And before I let you go on to the next caller, because I'm gonna be respectful and not take up too much time tonight. As far as the HIV thing, that doctor told a damn lie. I was an HIV peer educator for many years in the LGBT community, and let me tell you, HIV can be contracted through vaginal sex. It sure the hell can. So that doctor needs to go back to medical school, reintroduce himself to the Western blot test, because that's one of the tests that is run. Once you test positive with the swab, or with the other test that they do, then you go on and you go to a doctor and he performs a Western blot. That's the way that the HIV virus or the human immunodeficiency virus is detected in the blood, is through the Western blot test. So any doctor that tells you that lesbians cannot contract HIV through vaginal sex is a goddamn liar.
That's what I said to that call. I'm like, that doctor.
Period. It's not true. It's simply not true. And men and women in the heterosexual community from the ages of 15 to 24, I believe it is the last one, are the highest rate that are contracting. It's not the gay and lesbian community. It's the great people out there that are on the down low, on the low low, that are passing it on to each partner. That's where it's coming from now. And with that being said, ladies, have a spectacular night. I'll be on the other end. And I just to let you two know, I friend requested your sister, and she accepted.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh.
Yes. Yes, I took that step. No disrespect or nothing. I just wanted to be her friend to get to know her a little bit, get to know what she was all about, period. Yes, and I'm no stalker, so, like, I'm not going to stalk her page and all that shit. I won't be her most famous stalker of the day and all that bullshit, because I'm not even about that. I'm just about getting to know people, and if it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, you know what? I gained a great friend. Period.
You got a good friend out of it. That's how I feel. I said, you got a good friend out of it.
Yes, exactly. If nothing else, I gained a friend. Period. That's right. So have a great show. Enjoy yourself, ladies. I want to hear more about this sex talk. Let go.
All right. All right, ladies, definitely hit that number one because we want to know some stuff that you don't tell nobody. So, all right, so we're talking about the truth and stuff, right? So,
yeah.
Teddy, tell me this one thing.
Okay.
Are you into women that squirt or are you into women that just let it go easy? What is your...
Me personally, it don't matter. But if and when a woman spurts on my face, it just does something to me, and I'm like, I would just sit back and watch, like, yes, I did that to you. I got you to squirt from here to there and everywhere in between.
All right.
It just do something to me. I'm like, yes. Go run around the house and get myself out of that.
Okay. So what exactly happens when a woman does that to you? How do you feel about that? Like
when it happens, it's just like they try to control it. They try to hold back because they thinking that they're gonna, you know, use the bathroom instead of, you know, reaching they orgasm. But I'm like, just let it go. And when they let it go, their body just starts shaking, and they relax themselves and let it go. And once they let it go, they just feel all fine and want to go to sleep after the fact.
No, that's right. I know that's right, man. But let me tell you something about a squirter. If they ain't squirting, baby, they ain't wet enough for me. I like a woman that give it to me full force, wet your face up, get, man, put your face in a pool, baby. That's how I like it. I like a wet woman. Yeah. I like a wet back. I like a wet back, wet bed, wet face, wet front. I like wet.
I want to go swimming, deep diving. I can swim.
Yeah. I want to go deep sea diving, baby, with no goggles on. That's just how I feel about the situation. You know? I want my face so wet that a paper towel can't get it off. That's what I'm talking about. I want it that wet. Y'all, you nasty, man. How do we even get on this topic? Like,
I don't even know. Let's get some callers in, and I want to know, you know, what their opinion is about knowing their status and the bedroom food and squirting. This is like a grown and sexy conversation right now.
Yeah, man, grown and sexy. Let's take it. She's on at the dot, baby. I want y'all ladies to press that number one right now. Don't be scared now. Area code 646-716-6977. We definitely want to hear your point of view or how you like it. Do you like it wet or do you like it dry? Talk to it. I think he's scared, man. I know y'all not scared over there. Come on, man.
I know y'all not scared. Come on, talk to my twin and me. We want to hear from you. We want to know y'all took the test today. We want to know y'all status and everything in between. Come on, now.
Yes, we do. We want to know. We're going to go ahead and hurry up. We're going to hit up area code 240-280. Talk to us, baby. Tell us how you feel about those things we just talked about.
Y'all are so nasty. Wait a minute. Slapping my chest with the bologna, though.
Yeah, I got a little scary.
I am not. I thought she was going to say put the raw hot dog in there and let that shit squirt out, too. I wasn't sure. But I don't do the food in the bed. Like, you know, I may have hit whipped cream or something like that, you know, but nothing big, you know, maybe a little bit of strawberries. I put it in her mouth, she put it in my mouth, whatever. Yeah. But nothing big and spectacular like that. And what I won't go for is somebody putting it in my ass. No, ma'am, I will not take that.
I mean, you might like
now, you know, fucking or something like that. I don't know. But I ain't taking no ass.
What are you saying today?
Stuff go out, not go in.
Hello.
Yeah, right. I'm not doing that shit. But. I was like, y'all real nasty. You know, I don't want it to turn into that phone sex shit that happened the other
oh,
night.
Oh, Lord.
You know?
Oh, Lord. Do I get any more Moscato left, Jesus?
Nah, baby. We just random as hell tonight. We just gonna talk about it. You know.
I see. I mean, it went from getting tested to, damn it, I'm going to have to get tested again because I'm doing some freaky shit tonight.
Yeah.
But the first thing I want to know when anybody call in tonight, did you go get tested? And when you going to go get tested?
Next thing I know, y'all going to be sprinkling season salt on my titties or something, trying to lick it off.
We're going to make chicken. We're going to make chicken tonight, damn it.
I don't know. Let's hurry up, get to the sex. Oh, but you know what? I've never squirted ever.
Never squirted.
I want to know how it feels.
It's a good. You got to do it.
I don't know how you do it.
They gotta hit that spot just right. To the point that your body, that you can't take no more, and you can't hold back, and you just let it go. And you don't know when you let it go, because you ain't going
to
be able to stop it.
Yeah, when you talk about you about to pee on yourself.
It's like you about to pee on yourself.
I got to go to the bathroom.
But you let it go.
Oh, Lisa, you talking? What? Teddy.
Yeah.
Teddy, Lisa talking.
What?
I'm sorry. I talked about seasoning salt, and she just got involved. That's all.
Seasoning salt. Oh, Lord. We going to make some fried chicken tonight?
Hey, if y'all break out fried chicken while we having sex, I'm about to eat. I ain't about to have no sex. I might eat first, and then after I eat, and maybe you can play with it a little bit. I'm going to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel you.
We ain't doing all of that. You know. Anyway. What about sprinkling some fruit snacks on my back?
Oh, Lord. I'm not going to be able to look at fruit snacks the same. Go to the store for my son. Mommy, can I get some fruit snacks? No, you can't. Put them back.
That's for me.
Like, put
it
back. No.
Opening up the applesauce packets and shit.
Oh, my God, Lord. Now, why you go to the applesauce?
Because, you know, applesauce is real slippery and probably say, you know what, I'm going to have to use that. That sounds good.
Oh, Lord. Write it down so you know. Go to the store, get you some applesauce.
Applesauce. Put it on the pussy. I'm sure that shit probably tastes good, too. Turn that shit up.
Lord,
I don't know. You know, y'all don't want me to get started. I'm a little, yeah, I'm not going to do it.
No, don't do it. There's somebody going to be calling in, sounding all hot and bothered, breathing hard on the phone. No.
Yeah. Because, you know, I used to be a phone sex operator, so, I mean, I'm just playing. That's just one of my jokes for the night. Did y'all catch the joke? Right. Okay, good.
I caught the punchline. I caught it. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I had went to the pharmacist, and you know, I was trying to get something to kill my husband. You know, I just went to the pharmacist. Oh, they said they didn't know I had a prescription. You got it.
Yeah, I got it. Right.
I laughed. Ha ha. Yeah, exactly. Next caller.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right, Ted, so let me ask you another question, right? Since we're talking nasty tonight. We ain't gonna talk. I ain't gonna lie, this is a little out of the dark because some of y'all requested it, so we definitely gonna get the ladies what they want. So,
right.
Teddy, I'm gonna go down the line. I want y'all to press number one, but I'm gonna ask some questions. I want everybody's opinion on the question that I ask. Y'all ready? right, Teddy. What's the best sex you ever had?
What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
As the hell? The best sex I ever had. Let's see. It was my birthday last year.
What happened? I mean, what happened?
Let's just say I got nominated. And I enjoyed myself. After it was all said and done, I went to sleep like a baby.
What you say you got dominated? How you got dominated? How, bro? What happened?
I mean, you know, my girl at the time, she's no longer my girl. That's the past thing, but she, you know, went out and got me my favorite alcoholic beverages. You know, at that time, I used to, you know, smoke a little bit, whatever. So we chilling. She's, you know, doing everything for me because it's my birthday. Night come, and I'm laying on the bed. I'm relaxing. I'm chilling. Next thing I know, my basketball shorts go off. And my boxers go off. I'm trying to tell her, no, I'm good. And then she just takes the cookies. Like, she takes the cookies. Mine, you lay back in. This is about you, not about me. I'm damn near running out the goddamn room. I'm like, I'm good. No, it didn't go down like that.
Like I said,
all said and done, I curled up in the fetal position and went to sleep like a baby.
How did it feel to get dominated, though? How did that feel?
Actually, I enjoyed it. I mean, it never happened before. So, for it to happen, I kind of liked it. I wouldn't mind getting it done again. But, I mean, it's just nice sometimes, you know, have that role reversed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
It's like, it don't have to happen all the time. But every now and again, it's just nice.
Yeah.
How about you? Well, same question.
you tongue-tied, man.
Yes, I'm tongue-tied, damn it.
Ah, hey, you know KC gonna bring it, baby. You already know. I think the best time I've ever had sex, I'm gonna have to say, was with my current. It was very spontaneous. We didn't know each other from Adam or Eve. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. We've been digging each other for a minute, and last thing, no, this is when we was babies in relationships, okay?
Baby.
So we, you know. But yeah, next thing you know, she was teasing me, and I just had to go mighty old young on her. Had to go Congo, Planet of the Apes on that back. You hear me?
Oh, my God, bro. Really?
Yes, I got the growler, girl. Give it to me. You know what I'm saying? I put it through. You know what I mean? I had to go in it. I had to go deep. And that's just what it was, you know. Let me ask you a question, Teddy. And it's a question for everybody on the line. I want y'all to press the number one because we got to know that the anxious question on She's On a Lot. And I always get feedback from her. So I want to know. It's a lot of women out here do some crazy things, right? So I can't knock nobody for what they do. But the question for tonight is, would you let another woman pee or doodle on you as a sexual favor?
Hell no!
I definitely want to know. I want to get feedback from everybody on them. Damn, everybody pressing one, ain't it? I want to get feedback from everybody online. I want y'all to press that number one because I want to know.
First one.
Would y'all ladies let another woman pee-pee a doo-doo on you as a sexual favor? Do you think that shit is sexy or do you think it's like, go kill yourself? So I'm definitely going to, everybody press the one. That's what I'm talking about.
It's like this. Before you press one, I'm going to give you my answer right to hell now. Hell motherfucking no. No, it is not going down. No, that's all I can say. Hell no. Go to the callers now. So that's what the lady's talking about. Go to them callers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit y'all up. Area code 919-989. We do not another woman, pee-pee, a doo-doo, take a dump on you doing sex. Do you think it's sexy or do you not think it's sexy? Talk to us.
Hell, hell, hell. Hell, hell, hell. Hell, hell. Hell no. What the fuck? Without what? Without letting the what? Nah. You what? Nah.
Oh, my God. I'm over here choking on this damn wine.
No, that is not a winner move. That is a loser move. What? Did you just what on me?
What?
You could prevent this from happening by giving chicks ample time in the bathroom before.
Don't look,
do not rush them. If they say not tonight, just be like, all right,
I'm good.
You good. Pee on me? Ain't no jellyfish that stung me. I'm good. As far as species is concerned, that's a no-no. I don't even know. I don't even know who you got to be to poop on me. Mm. I can't think of nobody.
Name up. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, you can go on to the next one. Hell no. What? Ugh.
Oh,
it's so bad. What?
What? No, God, not baby. No.
Why can't you just get warm water if that's the gratification? You know what I mean? Just
right. That's just wrong. That should be a law against that.
I don't get it.
Some people honestly get sexual gratification out of that. I don't understand them. They need to go be locked in the mental institution, and that's just my opinion.
They need Jesus,
somebody.
Buddha, all them.
Allah.
They need
they need to go holler at Jesus like, yo, Lord, really? I like this. You need to help me on this one. I need some help, Father. This is too much.
Yeah, I'm sick in the head. Jesus, please fix me because I like to pee on people. But what do you say in a confessional booth? When's the last time you had a confession? Oh, it was two weeks since my last confession. Like, what's wrong? I like to pee on bitches. What? You like to pee on bitches? Get out my damn confessional.
Get the hell out of the church.
Ain't no amount of Hail Marys. You like to what? He'll tell everybody. He'll break all vows right then.
He will say, Lord, forgive me for what I'm about to say to this person, but get the fuck out my damn confessional.
Don't piss on my
seat.
You
come in here saying you like to pee on people. Shit, what the heck? You better get the fuck out my church.
That'd be when people cast the first stone right there. You did what?
You did who?
I told that
I mean,
shit.
But
nope,
some
I ain't never peed
like
on nobody.
Though.
Yeah, that's
some
what I'm saying.
Like
some people get gratification out
yeah,
of it. But
some
I'm not
like
them
that.
People. I'm not
yeah.
letting them people get better than that. You double his laugh.
Nah, that'd kill the mood. The room starts smelling like shit and piss.
I'm like,
right there at the end.
I done stopped
sex for way less harsh smells than that. I done stopped sex because I smelled the candle burnt too low. We got to stop.
Hey.
So what you think
yeah,
I'm going to do when we smell some piss? Oh, yeah,
if
that's
I
it.
I smelled that, and this is petty. If I smelled that, I'm like, if I want to smell piss or shit, I will go back to the nursing home, which I worked at, and go smell the rooms.
Okay, get out of my head, because I used to work at a nursing home, and I was like, that's a turn off. That's just
I mean, God,
I mean, I can't. Can you think of anybody, Teddy Casey, that you would like? Who's that hot soup? Like maybe like Lauren London or like Whiplash or like
I don't
know somebody bad.
I don't care if they. Whoa, God, no, Lord, forgive me.
So it's not
hell
a bitch
on fucking
earth.
No.
You would let pee on you.
Hell to the fucking no. I don't care if you drop dead gorgeous. I mean, I see you. I can't say shit. Can't, no.
Casey, you can't think of nobody. You about to get married. You can't think of nobody.
Nope.
Shit. You said nope, can't.
Nope. Can't do that. No, even if I was married or with a hell, I love you, baby, but no.
No.
Uh-uh.
I'll pick a deal. I don't know. I don't know. It depending on the bitch. I may let her slide with some drips.
It don't matter if I've been with somebody and I'm with them 10, 20 years and they That was not in the marriage vows. I read them. What the heck? And my mama said, no, don't let nobody shit and piss on you.
Yo, or just medically, you can get really sick, really, really sick.
You could get sick and die in some, no,
You got to make sure you come back to me before the night over because I got a new joke.
You got a new joke?
I do. Oh, you got to make sure you come back to me.
Hopefully she's still on the line because we are having technical difficulties because it's a storm.
I'm right here.
Okay, I just had to make sure
I'm
now.
I'm back.
You left me for a minute. We had a good old conversation.
I know, man. Look, I already knew you was going to hold it down, man. It's just...
I got you. Talking
about
cell
phone in my area is just not picking up like that.
So going to the professional booth and the priest booth and this religion for a minute? Yeah.
Man, I had to take it back to the old phone with the cord. Y'all remember the old phone with the cord?
Yeah.
Hold on. Before we let you go, did you get tested or when was the last time you've been tested?
I get tested every 6 months, and my last six-month checkup was 2.25 months ago.
That's too late.
Every
go to mom.
I got a little card, all that.
Go to mom.
No, she good, though. She can put a card.
Nah, she ain't good. You are not good. Go tomorrow.
Go tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to go tomorrow because, you know, Pride is Friday down here, and everybody got to have fresh paper. So, hell yes, I'm going.
Yeah, so get tested.
I'm going to go again before I go to Charlotte Pride in July, even though I go every, 6 months. I'm going to go again before I leave.
Just because your last paper said that you were negative does not mean that the paper that you get tomorrow is going to say negative. STDs spread through a lot of other things except sex. A lot of people don't know that, though.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I got my dental dan on deck. Finger condoms on deck, tongue condoms on deck. I got it all on deck, and I get my test on deck because it's just how it be.
Y'all ladies need to get tested for pregnancy, too. Pregnancy, that's a big thing, too. No, being real, look.
Pregnancy.
I know.
Check it out because, it was a case here in Richmond, Virginia where a woman got pregnant for sitting on the toilet. The people had just finished having sex. And he skied on the toilet, and I guess she didn't, clean up or whatever. Maybe they did clean up, and maybe it was still a little sperm sitting there, and boom, she was pregnant.
That's fucked up.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was like 5 or 6 years ago, but I do remember that. And, pregnancy is a big thing, too. A lot of people don't know that they are pregnant, and that can cause, when you don't know you're pregnant, you can go through a lot of problems as well.
Tell you the whole show about that shit. It's called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
Right.
I went through that when I was 16. When I was 15. So I know about that.
Right.
So I got a 13-year-old now.
Yeah, you got to get tested all the time because you're gonna feel stupid if you get taken out by some pussy. No car accidents. You didn't get shot. You got taken out by some ass. You feel dumb as hell. You don't want to feel stupid.
That shit don't make you want to stay here, right? You want to stay by the pussy. You ain't ready to die by the pussy just yet. You know what I'm saying? So y'all need, go ahead and get yourself together, get yourself checked out. Even if one day you're like, okay, well, you see it on TV. Hey, I need to know my status. And sometimes they put stuff on TV just for you. You feel what I'm saying? So know your status. Even if you go every 2, 3, 1 every month. Whatever, just go. It's free. You know what I mean? You go to the free clinic and get checked out.
Amen.
Hell yeah, they got a damn.
It ain't gonna hurt.
They got a fucking bus down here.
It ain't gonna hurt to keep going to get that status, baby, because you don't want to catch that blue waffle or that
what?
Yeah, it's a disease called blue waffle. Area code 502. 804-502 told us about the other day. The thing looked like it got teeth on the coochie. You know what I'm saying? When it turn your coochie purple and blue. The first phase of it is purple, and then it turns it blue. Yes, and it's
what
real. And I had to read up into it. I had to ask a couple people around because I was like, hold on, this got to be a myth. But it's not a myth. It's not a myth, and it's a lot of people that don't know that they got. So I'm like, if you see your coochie starting to grow teeth, you need to go to the doctor, ASAP, and, not funny, but it's just nasty. Like, you know, your coochie can grow teeth. That's just nasty. You know,
that is nasty.
I just want to stress that out to you and everybody that's listening on the line. Y'all need to really get that checked out. It's not going to hurt you, baby. And they might, and they normally give you lollipops and free condoms when you go.
Right? I go on there with my doctor.
You can save that lollipop for later.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so stupid.
It's a good dessert, baby. So, you know. But definitely want to thank you for calling on. She's on radio. Do not go anywhere. You already know we're going to get crazy in a few minutes. So don't go nowhere, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Area code 919-806. Talk to us. Tell us your view on, would you let somebody defecate on you or pee-pee on you as a sexual favor? How do you feel about that?
Hell no. I wish a bitch would. I would go to jail for murder. Hell no. I wish a bitch would. But they going to jail, they going to hell tonight. I wish a bitch would. Her ass won't walk about this room. Hell no.
So how would you feel about that? Like, if it was to happen to you?
How would you feel about it?
And why wouldn't you let that happen?
First of all, it has happened to me. Like, she ain't shit on me or anything like that. See, what had happened was I was young. I was real young. But I was, like, 15. And I had just started back having sex and whatnot. Because I ain't even going to go on that. But I had just started back having sex. Like, I was doing the business, like, I felt good, like, oh, my God, I got her ass squirming, ooh, like, what the fuck, I'm doing the business, I'm a winner. this bitch, I was like, babe, come here, you gonna ride my tongue, right? She's like, yeah, I'm like, oh, this bitch gets up. I'm like, okay. So I started feeling, like, little triples coming up my body, like, that she's moving up to my face or whatnot. I feel little triples, I'm like, okay. This bitch is wet. This bitch is wet. Hell nah. This chicken head. the fucking pee. Bitch, you do you pee. Come on now. You know the distance from pee and goddamn cum. Get it together. I went off. That was the first time I ever put my hands on somebody I was dating. Like, I swear to God on everything. Jesus forgive me. But I went completely off. I wore her ass out. What the fuck, bitch? You go POB? Come on now. The bathroom is right there. The bathroom is not even two steps away.
She's having a flashback.
I'm just trying to tell you, like, the bathroom is in my freaking room. Me and my mama done switched rooms. My mama gave me the big room with the bathroom in it because I kept taking so much time in the other bathroom. We switched rooms. The bathroom is right there. All she had to do was say, babe, I gotta pee. All right, go ahead, go pee before we get this over with. Just make sure you wash up a little bit. I don't want to taste that. Make sure you wash up and then come back and let's finish. Nah, this bitch took it upon herself that she was just gonna pee and thought I was just gonna finish. Hell no. Guess again, she won't do that shit again because she sure did get her ass beat that night. She won't do it again. She'll think about it. And as far as that shitting thing, I ain't them girls on two cups, two girls in one cup. Hell no.
Oh, God. I threw up. I've
seen that shit. That shit was nasty. Like, do you know, I watched that shit in school. Man, I screamed. Like, how the hell did she manage to get, oh, Lord.
I threw up, cut the computer off. I slammed the laptop down. I said, oh, shit, I broke the screen.
I threw the phone. We were sitting here watching the phone on the phone when I threw the dude phone. What the fuck, bitch? Get that out of my face. That was nasty. She's sitting there just playing with it. Oh, man. Oh. Lord.
We talk about something else?
Yes.
That's combo, man. Like, that shit was
crazy. I'm thinking that video was going to be all good and whatnot because it come over two girls just sucking on the titties and shit. I'm like, all right, cool. This is going to be a great video. Hell no.
Whoa. Ruined your whole
I know, right.
I'm thinking it's going to be a good little video. I'm thinking, like, what y'all talking about? Man, this is a porn. What y'all talking about? It's just two girls up here fucking. Hey,
Playing in it.
That's that. We're just playing with it. Licking it. Oh, man, this combo. Man. Ooh, Casey. Boo, baby love. I love you to death. Like, you are new. You are my new best friend. I love you.
Oh, I like that.
I feel alone over here. Thank you. Teddy, too. No, I'm going to give it all to Casey because you ain't say nothing this night. But Casey.
I do, too. What the hell?
No, this night when she gave me my advice on to have my first orgasm.
Oh.
I love you.
Oh,
yeah.
I was quiet. I was quiet.
Yes,
cause
you
I
was
know,
quiet.
Cause I
you
was
quiet.
Look,
so did it happen? Did you have your first one?
Yes, it did happen. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I tried
that. All right, man. I told you.
It worked
every time.
It worked. Oh, my God. I had it out. And then, like, because I had to go to my girlfriend's house. So I couldn't do it at home. There's too many kids in here. They kept coming in and out the room. So I'm like, all right, cool. Shoot. I let my girlfriend watch me play with myself one night. And when I had my first orgasm, girl. Man, I've been glowing all week. Like, I've had the biggest smile on my face all week. I ain't caught no attitude with nobody. Man, everybody is loving me at work. My supervisor done gave me the nickname Bubbles because I'm so freaking happy and cheery. I'm just, Lord have mercy. It was so wonderful. And then I ain't stopped with just that one orgasm. Me and my girl had this, and I had about five. I'm like, dang, go. God so mighty knows I'm loving you. I love you. I really do. I love you. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. So, all the rest of these callers, Casey is a winner. She helped me have my first orgasm. I love you with all my heart. All
right.
Lord.
All right. I'm glad I could help you achieve that.
Yes, I'm happy too.
But that was just step one. You just learned the basics. This is more to orgasm. You know, just step one.
Now
a lot more tricks that can be taught.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me?
Now I want to learn how this works.
Uh oh.
Now I want to learn how to squirt. Lord.
Oh Lord. Well, that can be taught too. I know what to tell you for that too.
Don't you want to enlighten me? I know what to say. Shoot. I ain't
going to
be quiet. Don't you
want to
enlighten me?
Teddy, this is your turn this time. Enlighten me. I want to know. We going to try it tonight. So I'm going to go to my girl's house too. Let's go. Make it happen.
All you got to do is when you know you about to, you know, when you're doing your thing, you're repping on some things and whatnot, and you feel like you got to go to the bathroom. If not, you have to go to the bathroom. It's about, you about to just glow. And just let it go. Your body going to start to shake into motion. Just let go. It's going to feel real good after you do it. It's going to go everywhere, on your thighs, on the bed, wherever. It's going to go.
I got a question. What if you really do got to use the bathroom? You just let it go.
I mean, you get up and go to the bathroom. Shit.
Do not mess the mood up by getting up out of the bed and going to the bathroom. It's called clenching the lips so the pee can go back up in his system just for a little bit. Every time you feel it go down, you need to, you know, you got to bring it in, you know. You got to keep it in. I'm sorry, y'all, if I'm getting graphic, but this is my job. My job is to enlighten and teach people how what to do. Clenching the lips, clenching the inside will always keep the pee up. Real talk. It'll keep the pee up. You got to clench. It's called clenching, sweetie. You got to learn how to clench. It's called exercising of the coochie. Exercise the coochie.
All right.
Now.
Learn how
and
to
you
exercise this one.
What you say about squirting?
Mm-hmm.
Squirting is a mind thing. Squirting is a body thing. So when you put your mind and your body together, what you get? You get an orgasm, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing, you need to find your G-spot. Your G-spot is the important thing. It's the most important thing in this equation. If you do not hit the G-spot, you might come a little bit. But who wants to come at over the age 21? We want the climax. We want to get it out. We want to make some faces, make some splashes wet. We want the faces to be covered in snow, right? So, at the age 21 and older, you know, we in our peak, you know. So, you need to find your G-spot. Whatever that spot was that you used to make that orgasm come out, you need to work with that spot. And you need to really keep going and keep spoiling that spot. That spot is the spot, is your freedom, girl.
It's so good.
You need to have multiple orgasms. When you have multiple orgasms, it come all at once. So don't be a punk when you get that first one. Don't be a punk. Let it come,
baby. I'm still going.
let it come and keep going.
I love it.
And then look, next thing you know, what you done had two comes in what five seconds. Next thing you know, let it come. And then what's gonna happen is you're gonna get that big one. It's gonna be like, you gonna be like, whoa, hot. You gonna be screaming. You know what I'm saying? So
you ain't gonna be sleep.
No, baby, shit. I'm the type of nigga. Shit, I'm gonna keep going. Straight up.
You get that one, that's round one. You get that big one, you gonna go to sleep for a minute.
Not me, baby.
I'm
too young to sleep, baby. When I come down the stairs,
I'm too young for that shit.
I'm trying to go for 20 and 30 hours. You hear me?
If I can go for hours too, but hey, after 2-4 hours, a bitch gotta go to sleep. Let me go to sleep for 30 minutes. I'll get back at you. I will wake you up doing that. You act like you're sleeping. Like, I'm still sleeping. I'm going to fuck you up. You're going to come today. So before I go to work, shit.
I love you guys. I swear I do.
Well, you know, no question is a dumb question here when she's on radio. And I feel like every woman should know how to please their own body. You feel what I'm saying? And that's just, if you can't please your own body, sweetheart, nobody else is going to be able to do it for you.
I learned. Yay.
You know, so now you learn. You know what you got to do. Then if your woman do not know the spot, right, now is the time where you can say, baby, this is my spot. Let me show you what to do.
I sure did, honey.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with learning. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people think it's crazy or whatever, but it's nothing wrong with it. Come on now, we all trying to get it in. You feel me? So, I'm a veteran of that shit, so I can tell you everything you need to know.
I'm a veteran too,
goddamn it. Well, I'm a veteran of that shit. Ask anything you want to know. I'm gonna give you the answer, sweetheart.
You know my number.
You know my number. You have to call me, because I still need to help. I feel good with this first, like, having the first orgasm. It's feeling good. Girl got me to come, too. I'm feeling good, and I need to know more. Because I'm pretty sure I can do a whole lot more than just what I just learned just last weekend. Nope, you got the number. You can call me. Give me your wisdom.
All right, now.
Hold on, wait, Teddy, now I said what the hell, Teddy need to open up, I need to open up my mouth more, don't let the name Teddy Bear fool you, I know what I know.
I like, well, Teddy, you get the KC give you a number and both of y'all call me, how about that? We can have us a great old conversation about this, because I ain't finished. I'm too young. My body too banging.
I'm feeling good, honey. Ain't nothing wrong with feeling good.
Shoot. I'm STD, HIV free. I'm feeling good. I'm over here. I'm healthy. Got my test, honey. Papers and all.
Right.
I would throw it in your face. I'm clean. Shit, shout
out. I'm clean.
I'm about to have sex, honey.
I cannot wait till 12 o'clock so I can go on head to the girl house where I ain't playing. I love y'all. I really do.
We love you too.
I love y'all.
We love you too, sweetheart. Now you go ahead and you call us every night.
Every night
I'm gonna give you a new point on how to make it right. You feel me?
Wow, I'm loving it.
Right. Because starting tonight, we gonna since everybody is loving this zone and everybody is loving what's going on, we're gonna do our topic and then we're gonna go straight into the She's On After Dark.
All right.
So we're gonna do it like that, you know. Because that's a lot to be talked about when it comes down. And it doesn't have to be, you know, sex. We can talk about other issues. We can talk about anything that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
We speak our minds on this radio, y'all. Don't be scared.
Yeah, speak your mind. That's what it is.
Press one. That's all we ask. Don't be scared. We don't bite. We don't bite unless you want us to now. Right?
Yeah. No.
Tell me when you want me to bite, and I got it.
We talk about everything from booty to jury duty, baby.
Booty to jury duty. I got a letter for jury duty the other day.
We talk about it all over here. So if you ever want to get enlightened or anything, hit us up. But definitely, we want you to call us back tomorrow. Well, matter of fact, stay on the phone because we still got some more to talk about. But I'm going to hit these next couple of calls up because they've been dying to talk to us. So,
all right, I'm sorry, y'all. Champagne is sorry. I just had to get it out.
No, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. Look, don't go nowhere because we got some more to talk about. All right. All right. You had to get your point across, and everybody else going to get their time to talk to us, too. You feel me?
All right.
We'll be right back to you, all right?
All right.
All right. Area code 443-314. Chase and Teddy want to know, how do you feel about... Would you ever let a woman do-do or pee-pee on you during sex? What's your views on that? Talk to us.
Hi, how y'all doing?
All right, you?
All right. My views on that, I think it's very nasty. I couldn't ever do it a day of my life. I don't care what female it is. I couldn't do it. It's just disgusting. And it happened to me before. It did, but I didn't allow it to go no further because I'm like, no, I can't do it.
What happened to you? They did something on it. They used the bathroom.
They started to do it, but I told her, mm-mm.
Get them to go to the bathroom, damn it.
Yeah,
clean yourself up.
I can't do it. But I just wanted to call in to say hi to you and Teddy. I love
you. Thank you so much.
And
thank you. Hold on, I'm not going nowhere in that now. You just going to come talk to us for 2 seconds and then bounce on us? You going to bounce before bacon?
No.
You going to bounce before breakfast on us?
I'm not just going to bounce. Like that.
You can talk about anything. Man, come on now. I know it's a lot to talk about.
Hold on. Before, I want to know, what's your status? When the last time you been tested?
Oh, I got tested, and my status is negative, you know. So that's good. I got my papers.
That will be my next question. Where your papers at?
My papers is in my room. All right,
now.
So, yes, I'm clean, I'm healthy, I ain't got nothing. So, did y'all go get tested today?
I did not go get tested today. I was tested March the 22nd of this year, and it came back next year on all parts. But I will go get tested again in September.
I got tested when I had my throat surgery, which was... not even 3 weeks ago. So, and I'm clean. I don't have AIDS. I don't have HIV. I don't have chlamydia, gonorrhea. I don't have
waffle.
None of I don't have the blue waffle. Let me tell you something. If I had the blue waffle, girl, I would not be on the phone talking to you. I would say, I would be talking to y'all saying, I love y'all, but I got to get these teeth off my coochie. That's exactly what it would have happened to happen.
Yes, I heard that so much down here. Mm-hmm. Like, I seen a picture of it, and it was so nasty to the point where I just wanted to throw up.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what to do if I was to ever contract that. I think that, I don't know, I don't condone suicide or nothing like that.
Really?
I don't condone suicide, but I would really be thinking about, like, I would be thinking about it. I'd be like, oh my God, do I really have teeth down there? Like, I don't know what I would do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ladies, do not commit suicide. It was just a little joke. Do not commit suicide. Okay?
But I'm just so happy I got through. I've been trying to get through for the longest. And like, I had other people on here, and I just couldn't get through.
Aww. Well, you definitely, let me tell you a secret to She's on Radio. You definitely going to have to call 15 minutes before the showtime.
I know.
Okay? I'm going to tell you why. Because everybody is trying to get that number one spot. They trying to be the first one to talk to us. They trying to, you know what I'm saying, talk. So, to eliminate that, be the first couple of people in the queue. And you'll get in right then and there. Y'all ladies heard that. Be the first people in the queue. 15 minutes before, the hour will always get you. Will always get you in a good spot. Trust me.
I hear that.
So,
well, I'm going to be listening and, you know, calling back in and whatever y'all talking about.
All right. Well, we really value your time. We thank you for calling us, and definitely hit us up. Call us tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Love y'all.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Aww.
I still love Teddy Bear.
We got all the love. Come on.
No. Oh. Teddy, touch my butt. No, I was just...
Hell no. You just ruined the moment, bro.
Oh, Lord. All right, we got your code 562-688. Talk to Teddy. Talk to KC. Tell us exactly. Would you ever let a woman that you're dating pee or doo-doo on you? Talk to us.
First off, KC and Teddy, how y'all doing?
All right, you?
It's me, it's Jen. Hennessy not on the line with me tonight, so I'm on the roll tonight.
Hey.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to get down to the nitty gritty.
Okay.
Hell, for the motherfucking time, to the third tower, no. Only because of the fact that is disgusting. It carries so many bacterial diseases, and it's just gross. Like, I'm not trying to finger paint with shit. I'm sorry. And I'm not trying to get oil down with piss. So, I mean, that's just nasty. Like, whoever, you know, you're not trying to have no repeat of R. Kelly over here.
Oh, no.
it just ain't happening. You know, I'm like... That's nasty. And I want to say thank you. What was her name? The caller before this other caller, Champagne. I want to tell her thank you for making me literally spit out my Cheerios when she brought up two girls in a cup. Because I just had a flashback of that nasty shit. So I just want to say I honorably thank you, Champagne, for that visual.
That was just wrong.
That was just wrong. When I seen that, I was just like, ugh, like... After a while, after I seen that, I did not eat chocolate ice cream for a minute. Because, I was beyond gross. But, I don't understand. But back to the topic on hand, I don't understand how people can just sit there and allow themselves to defecate and urinate on just another person. You know, like, that's a scent that you can't get off your body. I don't care how much scrubbing, you're still going to smell that. You know what I'm saying? That's like the smell of death. It's just the scent that you're not just going to... I don't know about anybody would torture themselves with that. Mm-hmm. That's like
Y'all remember that movie? It was a movie called Centipede. Or Centipede. And remember, it was a sadistic guy, and he sold everybody's ass to the other person's mouth. And he would feed themselves so they can shit in the other person's mouth. I'm good. That shit.
Okay, I'm going to have a nightmare tonight.
I just don't understand why people want somebody to like put that funky stuff on their body or pee on them. That is nasty. And what if they haven't drunk water for like a whole month or something like that? They just come pee on me. I know that's a strike.
They're going to be rancid and everything.
Exactly. You can't have worms in us, anything. Like, you just let somebody just do that to you. That's like the ultimate stink bomb. Like, who wants to smell like that? And you know once you know once they do it on you, they pee on you, doo-doo on you, it's going to be hard to get that smell out. It's just like crabs.
Right.
You can't get that stench out, especially if you get it between the nails. That's nasty.
He can't
go
help.
That's
I don't
nasty.
Care if we've been there. No, I don't care if we've been together 30, 40, 50 years. That right there is, I swear, that's like a case of betrayal. Like, you done betrayed me, you done violated me, you done took every bit of just everything about me. Like, that's just, and plus, I wouldn't even allow myself to let anybody to even have them come across their mind or even come off their tongue to say, babe, can I shit on you? What the hell am I going to do? Hell no. Just you take your ass to the bathroom.
That's a foreign language.
Right, that's the shit I don't understand. The devil is a lie. I tell you, nope, I can't have it, nope.
I go to church and pray, go lay on the altar, like, Lord, this bitch will ask me the dumbest question known to man. Ask if you piss on me. You think?
Right. Like, come on now. And just, y'all got me going to a whole another area because I just had a visual. But no.
Oh,
right. Like, I'm not, no. Like, what the,
I need a, it's like this. I'm going to have a nightmare. I need somebody to come hold me.
Well, I'm going to come hold you, baby. I'm going to come hold you. We're going to hold
Thank
each other.
Yeah, that's a scary.
We're going to hold each other. I'm going to make sure you piss your shit before you get in the bed.
Oh, right. I'm gonna handle my business.
You know how many y'all business? I'm gonna handle my business. Forget that.
Leave a newspaper. I'm gonna be in here for a while.
Right. Make sure she charges because I'm gonna be tweeting all up on my phone. Like, no.
No, that's right.
But okay, so I didn't get to tell y'all this is last show, but y'all ain't gonna believe what happened. So. Okay. Remember how I was telling y'all about, and excuse me, next caller after me, I got to tell him this. You remember that call I was telling, well, that chick I was telling you about, how she came over to my house and all the stuff like that? And remember she had her stuff in her bag and all that? Anyways, from that last show up until now, I had talked to her, you know, when I told her, I was like, I'm cool on you, don't call me no more. Why did she call me and text me, tell me, baby, I miss you. Like, and I had to tell her, like, dude, leave me alone. You, like, okay, now you're really scaring me. Tell me, well, can you come see me? Or, and then she was like, well, I'm just going to come to your house.
Hell, you next.
Right. I was like, And then she was like, and then I messed up because, you know, I don't want to tell all my business back here, but, you know, I made the ultimate mistake of giving her some. Don't ask. Yeah. I mean, I understand, you know, I'm not one to post myself up or nothing, but, y'all, I think I got me a psycho on my hand. So I'm going to need one of y'all to come
Do I need to make a trip with my belt?
Yeah, I think you do. Because, no, you're going to need more than belt. You're going to need a whip.
A shotgun, a whip.
You're going to need a whip. You're going to need some.
I have my friends, the police behind me. I'm like, hey, yo, y'all need to handle that for me.
Right. Like, oh, my God. She was like, oh, my goodness.
if y'all could see these text messages, like, she was just like, damn, your shit bomb. Like, oh my gosh, I have not had nobody, like, better than, you know, like, nobody has come close to you. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, you know, like, I don't understand. Like, I've never been in this predicament before. And I'm kind of like, what do I do?
It's like this. I'm just saying, if she doing all that, that's stalker tendencies and shit. You need to let the post, the law enforcement know this chick is crazy. She doing all this. I don't want to be bothered with her. I'm done with her. Y'all need to handle that before I handle her.
Yeah,
that's why. That's saying she gonna show up at your house. The hell?
Right.
Come to my house if you want to.
I'm not trying to peep on my window or you calling someone from outside. No. That's when you should call the police and say somebody's watching you. Right. I'm going to have to do that because I didn't already call the phone cable and lock their number. But of course that's not going to stop her from calling from whatever other number. You know, but it was just like, oh my goodness. Like,
you just might have to tell her the next time she texts you, like I say, next time she calls you, oh, I'm outside your house. Okay. Well, my friends are on their way. It's some red, blue lights. So when you come over here, they're going to be over here.
Right.
So as you watching me, they watching you putting, I'm watching you get putting handcuffs and putting the back of a car.
Right. Well, I'm going to have to do that because, I mean, beginning was, you know, I was a little, you know, a little freaked out, you know, when the flattery turned to freaking stalker. Yeah, stalking and connecting up. Sorry. I can't do it.
That's too much.
It really is. It's scary. You know, like I say, I ain't never been to this, so it was kind of like, okay, that's something new to me. Like, yeah. I'm kind of scared.
Like I say, you need to get law enforcement involved because it's getting you to that point, and you shouldn't have to be scared, you know, looking out your window or looking over your shoulder, just looking at your every move. Get them involved, and she's going to learn that you're not playing. You don't want to be dealing with her.
Right. And then what else is so crazy, right? Because I'm a very I'm a very, like, verbal person. So I'm going to tell it like it is, you know. Mm-hmm. So she asked me, I feel so dirty. She asked me what I thought about the sex. And I said, I was like, what? Okay, I told her. I did. I was like, I'm very blunt. I was like, it was whack. And then she was like, okay, but you got to understand, I was tired. I was like, I was tired too, but I bet you, I satisfied you. Like, you know, and then, anyway, but it was just so crazy. And she was like, okay, well, can we do it again? She was like, I promise I'm going to make it better. No, first time, no strike out. I don't do three strikes. Like, first, if it ain't good the first time, it ain't going to get no better the second, third, fourth, fifth time.
It's like this, first impressions are everything. Everything.
Right. Like, come on now. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was with the same person for damn near 2 years.
Mm.
That's the only person that can't nobody mount up to that person. You know, because of course that person knows my body, but it's just like,
right.
No, you can't come before me. I'm sorry.
Right. No, it's not
like,
happening.
It's not happening because if you come within the first 5 minutes, then boo, something wrong.
No, yeah, that's what I'm like. Wait a minute, that's the process.
Right. I like to go all night. I like to go rolling 24-hour periods.
Let me ask you a question real quick. I'm going to cut in right quick. One of our callers want to know, they want to know, why did you sleep with this crazy-ass chick if you knew she was crazy?
No, I didn't know she was crazy. All this craziness came after the fact. It was after the fact.
You got that's why she's going crazy.
That's what she. I must have put it on a real good for her to be crazy like this.
Uh-huh.
Because in the beginning she was cool, you know, like, she was cool, you know, and then after gave her some, you know what I'm saying, it was just like,
her mind is gone and nose wide open.
Right, I was like, and then it was just like, y'all, listen, I'm a very sexual person, you don't understand me. I give it up to Team Scorpio because I'm very, you know, very. But anyways, it was just, you know how, like, people do certain things that just turn you off? Like, y'all understand, it's so crazy. Just imagine, like, okay, what would y'all do if y'all was having sex with somebody and then when they come and they sound like Rick Ross and they be like, ugh.
Oh, God.
It sound like, well,
she said
throw her ass off the bed.
Hold on. It's Teddy. Wait a minute. I'm going to
cut her ass
off. Put my clothes on, and
I'm
going to leave.
I'm
going
to
go home.
I'm cutting her ass off.
No, hold on. Wait. I'm going to wait until I get home. I'm going to say, Mom, I need a hug, and then I'm going to call this bitch. Like, you just sound like a man.
Shit. Why wait that damn long? Cuss her ass off in the bed. What the hell?
Too much.
What's wrong with you, girl? I mean, dude. I know, dude. What's wrong with you, dude?
What the hell?
Right. I know she a dude if she sound like Rick Ross when she moan. I mean, I could see if he would have said Biggie Smalls. You know, he got a little.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? But Rick Ross be like,
and I was like, oh my gosh! Like when I heard that. I stopped. Like, that just right there, I dried up and everything. I was like, ugh.
Oh,
like, and it's so crazy. Like, I nicknamed her Rick Ross only because of the fact that is all. That's what she's in my phone up under, Rick Ross. Because, so when she calls, then I know it's her calling and I don't answer. But it was just,
I'm really going to have nightmares tonight. I really am.
Rick Ross,
thank you.
No. Yeah, so the next time y'all hear Rick Ross,
I'm going to think about you.
I'm like,
no, God, no.
Right. That is worse than a horror movie. Like,
it's
for
like
real.
Look, Rick Ross is supposed to be coming to my town on my son's birthday on July 28th. I don't even want to go to the concert no more. No,
shit, ain't no Rick Ross saying, Chico, make me not go see my boy. I'm going to sing.
Yeah, I mean, I love Rick Ross, but not in the sexual aspect of that.
No.
Like, oh, God, I wouldn't look at
no,
the
yes,
plane.
Sir. We be in the bed, we getting it in. I'm like, yeah, what's up, girl? She be like, I'm a boss. Oh,
what?
I been, I went crazy, man.
Bro, you like, what? You a who?
Right.
I'm like,
that's no.
That's my cue to go. I
holler. Right. I had to stop. I was like,
I gotta go.
Yeah, I did. I was like, I gotta go. Like, I gotta drive back 45 minutes home. I gotta go.
Did you cut her out?
Yeah, I did. Like today, I have to tell her because you know I'm a very sweet person, and you know, and it's like I don't like to hurt people's feelings because you know I'm sensitive myself and I'm like my feelings hurt. So I tried to tell her like you know in a very subtle tone like okay don't call me no more. But she kept bugging like, but what's the matter? What did I do? Like okay, was it not good? No, it wasn't good. Like what don't you get? You know, and it's like my thing is she was texting me like what's up with all these one answer you know responses. She's like, do you not want to talk to me? What does N-O stand for? No. That was
stop answering her call.
Huh?
Stop answering her call.
No, I didn't already call Sprint and told them to block this particular number. But like I said, it's just, y'all just don't understand what I've been going through this last 8 hours.
It's okay. I'm going to pray for you. Pray for me, too.
Please do.
Like Rick Ross and stalking and two girls in a cup. I need help. I need Jesus.
Why? Like, y'all, like, this is nasty. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So y'all done made my stomach hurt because I done laughed so hard today.
But if you have any callers, I want to say this. Let me talk to let y'all go find that next caller. Come on. If you have any callers, I don't know if they're still doing it, but any callers out in the state of California, I think it's off of 120th and Hooper or something like that. If you go ahead and take the test, HWH test, then they will give you a $25 gift certificate or a $25 gas card.
Go hop up on that, California.
Shit, I'm getting on the plane tonight. I'll be there in the morning.
Dude, it's like this. I'm going to say something, too. In South Carolina, shit, you go down there and, you know, get your test done. They were giving away, you know, Walmart gift cards or whatever. So go get tested, man.
Right. So, it don't hurt. It don't take that long. All they do is swap, swap. I'm saying you wait, what, a little 30 minutes for the test results to come back. You know, it's good. You know, it's better to be safe than sorry and to know now than later. You know,
amen.
So, but I want to have mine done, have my blood work and everything done, have to swab. I was like, you got a blood draw, so draw blood just to, you know, make sure. But I got my papers negative and big bold letters. I got that framed.
Yeah, right.
I got it framed in a nice frame.
So
that's but, I'm gonna let the next caller come on because I don't want to take up everybody's time. But I do appreciate y'all for taking my call and y'all have a
nice night. All right, thank you.
All right, good night, y'all.
Good night. All right, we're going to area code 804562. She now was coming to. Hey, 804, how do you feel about, how put it like this, would you let somebody doo-doo on you or pee-pee on you doing sex? Talk to us.
Hell no. Hell fucking no. The hell? I can't believe you already. What the hell? Fuck no. Excuse my language for those who don't like the curse. Fuck no. Ain't nobody pissing or shitting on me. That's what the toilet for. And baby pampers. I am too fly for that.
I got too much respect for myself to let some.
Who is it? I got too much respect for myself to let somebody do that.
That's right. You know I had to come pick with you. I had to ask you that question. I had to know.
Where that come from? I mean, I've been
well,
in
know
and out because I got my own God order tonight, but where that come from, Lord?
I mean, we were talking about getting tested and stuff like that. And then, you know, I made it random. For everybody tonight. You know, we're going to have a segment on here after 11 o'clock. We're going to talk about she's on out the door. We're just going to talk about... It could be anything from sex, bedroom, anything. Don't have to be sex. It could be all kind of stuff that you could talk about out the dark. So talk about college. It's definitely going to be R-rated, put it like that.
That's, I don't know, that's triple R-rated.
Yes.
X-rated. That's some shit for the phone.
Or triple X-rated.
Do people really get off on that? Have you had somebody say that?
There's some people, Look, check this out. I was looking at this. I don't know if y'all remember LimeWire. I'm just the type of person, right? I put in nude or porn or something. Don't judge me. I put in porn one time, and it was this man and this woman. They was getting it in, you know? And I was like, oh, man, this is getting good, man. That thing, you know, man, he just set on her and just went pop.
What?
I mean, she was still moaning.
She was still moaning, girl. I was like,
what? So, like, ever since I seen that, like, I've been, like, real distraught. I've been asking people, like, every month. I think I ask somebody once a month, would they let somebody do that to them? Because it's just, like, I want to know. It's, like, different, you know? I would never do it. It's just, I don't want that doo-doo and pee-pee on me.
I mean, not only that, what would you think of the person after you shit on them?
It ain't number a bunch of shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how could you
that's
how could you look at somebody and be like, oh, I love you so much? Except for when you got that shit on. No.
That is terrible, girl.
Nope.
I don't know. But some people get down like that. I don't knock them, but just don't bring that doodle to me because I'm not with it.
I'm going to have nightmares. Can we stop talking about people peeing and shitting and somebody sounding like Rick Ross when they moan?
Well.
Teddy, don't listen to Teddy. Teddy likes it.
teddy likes her.
Come on now, even though I don't personally know Teddy.
The toilet. You like it, Teddy. Stop acting like that.
Please.
Don't make me call my government name out on this radio. I don't hell no, the devil is a lie.
I hope don't nobody like it. Any of y'all callers out there, if y'all like that shit, y'all some nasty mother bleeps.
Bleep
I don't care
bleep
what you might think about me, but I'm telling you nasty. I'm judging you. Yeah, I'm judging you for that. I don't care.
The one time one of my ex-girlfriends recently wanted to pee on me, and I cussed her out. I think I gave her like a 20-minute cuss out. And I don't cuss people out.
That's why she's your ex-girlfriend.
I don't cuss at all. I'm like the humblest person in the world. You know what I mean? I'm always down to get in. But she said, "Baby, how would you like it if I peed on you? Can I pee on you?" And I was like, I said, "Excuse me? I wish
you were peeing in that toilet."
That's why she's your ex-girlfriend. Keeping that.
Yeah, I went to somebody else. I think I was the Incredible Hulk that night.
Oh,
it just turned me off, man. I don't know. Like, some people really do. They like it. I mean, I guess they call it the golden shower. It's a lot of people that like that. Like, think that's real sexy. You know what I'm saying?
And if I'm ever with somebody and they ask me, just don't even ask me, because you're going to get your feelings hurt. That ain't even none of this. I'm telling you right now. You're going to get your feelings hurt. You probably ain't going to ever want to talk to nobody else a day in your life. I do have a mouth on me, and I will cuss you out. I don't care about nobody's feelings. I don't care about none of that. I'm not like the last call. I don't care about your feelings. I'm going to tell your ass just how it is.
Yeah, that's nasty, man. That is nasty. But I love y'all. If y'all like to get the showers and all that, I love y'all. KC love y'all. I don't love y'all no less. But just don't bring that smoking booty hole juice over here to me, because I'm not with it.
I know that's right. I ain't not want to talk about that tonight, but I am tested. So it's getting tested a little bit. So.
Right.
I was scared back in the day, though. I ain't gonna front. I was scared. Yeah. I ain't want to do it. I was. Whew, Lord.
It's like this, everybody's scared when they go get tested because they don't know the outcome, and then you got to wait, because back in the day, you had to wait 7 to 10 days
to
get the results. Now you can get them in less than 15 minutes or 30 minutes, depending on what type, if you get blood or swab. Like, you can't be scared. You got to go in there, do it, get it over and done with, and once you get the papers in your hand and it say negative, you do it. Then go get it again whenever you go get it again.
I got a story too. Y'all want to hear it real fast? It's a touching story. It's quick too. Okay, I got an aunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
She got 4 kids by this man. And this man, you know, he was cheating on her with another man. He was a down low dude. And he contracted the HIV, which crept up on him real, real fast, and he died like within 6 months. Her kids was 1, 2, and 3. You know, she had some twins that was 1, and a 2-year-old little girl and a 3-year-old son. But anyway, so of course they had to go through the series of these tests. That's how long ago it was. No one had it. Not one of my cousins or my aunt had HIV. Thank you God for that. But that's just like the most. That's proof that God is real.
Right.
Because I mean, he died. You know, don't nobody know when he contracted it. Nobody knew when he contracted, but, you know, like, it was just a crazy story. I just, because he was talking about that, I just wanted to bring it up. Shout out to my people for not having it.
I'm glad you shared that with us. That is touchy. And I'm glad they didn't catch it either.
Yeah, but it just proves that you can just get it so fast, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it's obvious that he got it within a quick amount of time, but he died so fast. You know, they was thinking that you had to have it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, it ain't like that, you know what I'm saying? It come about, and, you know, you could be here today, gone tomorrow, like.
It's a series, too. He could have had it for a little while. He probably didn't know he had it.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been that. And then depends on where he got it from, how serious there. Theirs was too, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It comes up in different phases.
It was just amazing. Like, the babies didn't even have it, you know? Like, skip past them. Like, it was just good. It was a good thing. So, sad that he had to go like that, but, you know, at least the kids ain't have to suffer for his wrongdoing or, you know.
Right.
His mistake. Well, that's my story for tonight.
And we're glad you shared that with us. And, you know, I'm still talking about the teeth on the coochie, the blue waffle disease. I'm still talking about it. That's some scary stuff. You know, I'm going to keep talking about that probably the whole time she's on radio in existence. I'm going to keep talking about that. This is the call lady that informed us about the blue waffle, the teeth on the stuff. This is her. So y'all thank her.
Yeah.
Y'all definitely
I don't. I haven't had waffles since then.
Well, I had some today, and it was delicious, and it had blueberry sauce on them.
Oh, Lord, did it have
teeth
on it,
too? Man, I killed them things, man. I ain't let no blue waffles save me from my waffles. Mm-mm. And it was weak, too, girl. It was delicious. Did you hear me?
It was delicious.
Yummy.
Yummy.
I just know what not to do. I know to be careful when it comes down to sex. And I don't care if you've been with your wife 20 or 30 years, still get tested, because it is a saying, what your wife don't know won't hurt her. And there's a lot of people out there that abide by that rule. So you need to keep it tested. You may be thinking she going to work, and she is going to next door.
Exactly. And the sad part about that blue waffle thing is that it's noticeable. You know what I'm saying? So...
Mm-hmm.
It's two. You got two nasty people. You got the nasty person that got the shit that's still doing it to people, and then you got the nasty person that see the shit. And I mean, I don't know about nobody else, but I look at my, you know, I don't know. That's just me. But turn the lights on sometimes.
I mean, you could be able to rub a coochie that got teeth. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah,
like, real talk, like. If you rub a coochie that's down there and you rubbing on it and it bites you, you need to jump up and like, hey, excuse me.
Like, hold on, boo, what's that bump? What's that?
Nah, man, them things had teeth. That blue waffle had teeth, man. Did you see
what
that?
What I'm saying, for all the stuff,
the
like the herpes and the, you know what I'm saying, and then a proven fact about the herpes thing is that, you know, people, so many people have the herpes and people don't know that they have it because if you're not having an outbreak, you know, you just... You're not really. You just passing on the virus. You ain't necessarily getting the what they call the things, the sores and shit.
Right.
You know
the
what
outbreak.
I'm saying? So yeah, the outbreak thing part. So, but you still passing the virus along, and you know some people have an outbreak and some people don't. So you know people don't pay no attention to it. And it's just crazy. Like people just need to just be more careful and stuff, because it's so many twists and turns to STDs now. Just I don't know.
I don't know that's right.
I don't know. I've been with math for 3 years, and we still get tested. Like, cause you know, like that, what don't know don't tell thing. People do go by that. You just got to do it to be on the safe side. Especially if you somebody mama that needs you, gonna need you for some years down the line. You got to be more careful.
That's right. I don't care if you ain't had sex in 32 years. Get tested. It doesn't matter. It can be contracted anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You got an open cut, and you stumble on a toilet, and maybe you might have used the paper towel rack, and you might have wiped your hand on some blood. It could be AIDS infested. And, yes, AIDS is that serious. So... AIDS, HIV, especially the herpes, and I know gonorrhea, you can get it on your body, not just on your vajayjay. You can get herpes anywhere on your body. I don't know if y'all had health in school, but we had half class, and the dude had it on his hands, on his fingers. That shit was nasty. So
And syphilis, too. You can get syphilis.
Yeah, syphilis. You can get that anywhere.
And on your hands. You can get it in your eyes. You can get a whole lot of places you can get those diseases.
Right.
Yeah. I look up that stuff because I ain't waiting for no school to teach my daughter nothing. I teach her myself.
Right.
So, Okay. Good to know. Educate yourself. It's a good thing to know.
That's right.
Well, y'all go ahead and take one more call, and y'all get past them.
I think we might got a little time. We might got a little time.
It's 11:54. You got that.
Yeah, one more thing.
Shout out to Virginia too, because Virginia was giving out $25 gift cards too to go get tested for Walmart. So,
yep.
They said that the other states, you know, but just shout out to Virginia too because we was doing it too.
All right. It's about time, girls. It's about time they give us some gift cards, Chad.
Hey, that's not that off.
Oh, I know that's right.
Well, y'all have a good night.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we're going to be out like this. Hit us up tomorrow. Tomorrow's show is A Lesbian Child Without a Family. So hit us up on that tomorrow. That's going to be a hot topic. So.
Yeah, man.
All right. Thank you so much for hitting us up. Ladies, I want to thank each and every one of you all for hitting up She's On Radio tonight. Has been awesome. I have been really having fun kicking with you, kicking it with my co-host Teddy. We got down and dirty, but we also kept it clean, baby. Y'all need to know that getting tested is definitely very, very, very important. You're not uncool if you get tested.
You cool if you get tested. My boy.
If anybody tell you that you are whack or you're dumb or lame who want to get tested, you need to pray for them and you need to grab them and say, hey, you need to get tested too because you might be burning too, boo-boo, okay? You need to let them people know it is very important. And not just, you know, STDs. Women, we have to get those mammograms. Breast cancer is very, 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 very dominant in our culture. And there's a lot of African American women that are dying from breast cancer and, you know, cancer in general. So y'all need to go get your cancer screeners. Y'all need to go get those pap smears because those infections, bacteria infections, they lead to health problems. Y'all need to get everything tested. You are very cool. Yes, you are very cool if you get it tested. All right, don't get the blue off on that poo 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 because it got teeth. And you don't want your stuff biting nobody because that is against the law to be biting people. Attempted murder, boo boo. You don't want the blue off on your coochie. Okay? And that's Casey saying that. Okay?
Say it again. I don't think they heard you.
What, you want me to say it again?
Say it one more time. I don't think the lady heard
you. Yeah, I forgot what I had to say, but I remember saying don't get the blue off on that poo poo boo boo because it's not cute. It's not cute to be walking around with coochie with teeth, okay? You do not need to be biting nobody through your pants. That is not cute, boo-boo, okay? It's not. And we as women got to be more aware and got to take care of our body because if we don't love our body, who else going to love our body? Straight up. So, like I said before, I love you so much, Teddy, for coming on here and just showing me so much support. And sticking behind me with the She Pride and the She Zone and She's On Radio and everything. Like, you definitely in my corner.
You know I got you, man. Through hell and high water, I got you, man.
You already know. You don't give people flowers when they're dead. You give them to them when they're alive. So here I go. Yeah. And every night you're in my corner, baby. I'm gonna tell you every night. That you are remarkable, and I thank you for being in my corner. You hear me?
I appreciate that. And that same goes for you, man. You giving me this opportunity and just being there for me, giving me good advice, just being my big brother. So I salute you in everything you do, and you will be blessed.
Thank you so much. And everybody, I thank you all, too, for being awesome fans, calling in every day. And helping She's On Radio get our ratings back up. Like, we are, like, doing it big, you know. Definitely, we are asking for donations. You do not have to donate. You are not obligated to do anything. You know, it's just a help. You can go to www.szradio.biz As you all know, we are pitching to try to get on XM Radio, that satellite radio, in your cars everywhere you go, baby. So, yes, help us get there. She Pride 2012, August is, did y'all hear me? It will be here in a month, in a week. Yes.
You know.
Also, y'all definitely hit that up. We got 86 tickets left. www.shepride.tk. I'm sorry, www.shepride.tk. Once those tickets are sold, nobody will get through the door. They will be locked with a big man at the door saying no. Goodbye, boo boo.
I will say no. The big man will be me.
He's going to tell you no. Like, yes, he's going to tell you no. So, I just want to thank you all for supporting. Thank you, Teddy. And we just going to take it off like this. Oh, ladies that's out there that's tired of working those jobs, y'all tired of work, y'all tired of your feet hurting, tired of getting on the bus, tired of bus fare and all that, y'all need to help Q. www.positionyourself.info. She is a lesbian entrepreneur. She's pretty much a Mega Man. $1,200 sign-on bonus. Y'all need to get with it. Y'all hit that up. I love y'all so much. Thank you for calling. Y'all have a nice night.